Chapter 1. Yes, I was jilted on the red carpet.
Eden, over here!
Eden, who are you wearing tonight? Eden, let's see that sparkler on your left hand!
The cameras flash as I look from one paparazzo to the next, showing my pearly whites or giving my trademark pout with my more than ample lips. They'd once graced a billboard in Times Square, and I've had to dispel more than one rumor that I've had filler pumped into them. If anyone wanted to go back and look at my freshman high school picture, they'd see the same very full lips that actually had been made fun of all those years ago. I used to hate them. Turns out they were moneymakers, so I guess the joke's on all those schoolmates who bullied me. The smile I'm holding and the confidence set to my shoulders masks a lot of insecurity underneath. This world of glitz and fame is still hard for me to handle, and I guess I'm still just a small-town girl from Georgia who's overwhelmed with her life. Don't get me wrong, I wouldn't trade any of it because my fame and fortune lets me do things I'd never have been able to do. I can really make a difference in people's lives by being a spokesperson for certain charities, helping them raise money, or volunteering my time. My star power brings great awareness and help to those less fortunate. My fame also gives me much-needed validation because there's no one else in my life who cares about my accomplishments. Certainly not my grandmother, who's never quite forgiven me for not being a model goodnight family member.
Eden, has a wedding date been set yet?
Someone calls out. I keep the same smile plastered on my face as I turn toward that camera. I do the practically patented actress pose of one hand on my hip, the other hanging elegantly at my side, holding my silver Swarovski-studded clutch. My lips start to quiver at the corners, which is a byproduct of holding a smile for too long. Brad's arm around my waist tightens as he pulls me in closer. I don't need to turn to look at him to know he's melting panties everywhere with his golden blonde hair, perfectly chiseled face, and ultra-white smile. He stands only 4 inches taller than my 5'8", but in my heels, I'm at eye level with him. It's beyond weird for me to be talking marriage to reporters because Brad and I haven't been together that long and it's been a whirlwind sort of relationship. He's the first man I've had something real with since my freshman year in college, and that was a long damn time ago. He tilts his head to murmur in my ear,
"You know, we make one fucking fantastic looking couple, right? This will be on the cover of every entertainment magazine tomorrow."
I chuckle and slip my arm around his waist. I don't let his comment bother me and accept it for what it is. I know the photographers to our left are able to get a good close-up of the 5-carat yellow diamond that Brad surprised me with last week. It will look amazing in the papers, as I'm sure we will too. I'm definitely happy to be engaged to him, but admittedly, he caught me way off guard with the proposal. We've only been dating exclusively for about 6 months, and my gut instinct told me the proposal was too soon. But he did it in a public place, frequented by other stars and lurking paparazzi, and I didn't have it in me to tell him that I'd like some time to think about it. I didn't even want to deal with those headlines, so I fluttered my hand near my heart and nodded my spinning head at him. As expected, the proposal was headline news the next day. Hollywood's golden couple engaged. "Tell me something sad," I murmured to Brad. "Something, anything, to break the smile on my face. I think it's frozen in place."
"How about I tell you something sexy?"
he says in a low voice, and my belly tightens.
"That work?"
I nod my head, turning and smiling for the cameras still flashing.
"When we get home tonight," Brad whispers in my ear, "I'm going to fuck you so hard, you'll be feeling me for weeks."
And...